Most people want to elect a president who knows a little, if not a lot, about how to govern. That's why it's a bit unique for a past president to run for office on something called the Know-Nothing ticket. President's Week on the American Countryside continues, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Get the best cut faster with Exmark.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
It's President's Week on the American Countryside, and while we can only feature five presidents in 1 week, you can read all the interesting, little-known, and unusual stories about the presidents thanks to Andrew McRae's book, The Man Who Was President for a Day. Was there really a man who was president for just one day? Find out that and much more with award-winning writer Andrew McRae's book. Just go to shopfarmjournal.com, that's shopfarmjournal.com, and select books from the American Countryside. It's The Man Who Was President for a Day at shopfarmjournal.com.
Millard Fillmore is a president whose term is lost to most Americans. He became president when Zachary Taylor died in office, and today his term is often tied to the Compromise of 1850, a bill that made him unpopular within his own Whig Party.
When the presidency ended, he had problems with the Whig Party. They were afraid to run him because of the fugitive slave law, which he had enforced as president, so he wasn't run again as president.
Marie Schnurr oversees the Fillmore Home in East Aurora, New York. She says Franklin Pierce won that 1852 election, but 4 years later, Fillmore returned as a presidential candidate representing a party called the Know-Nothings.
Officially, they were the American Party because they were for America, for Americans. They believed that a person who ran for president should be born in America or had any political office. They were actually opposed to Catholics, too. They were sort of a bigoted party. And they called themselves a Know-Nothing because when people would ask, what do you stand for? Rather than going into it, I guess they would say, I don't know. And that's why they were called the Know-Nothing Party.
Fillmore may not have agreed with the party's political views, but it was a route for his hopeful return to the Oval Office.
It wasn't actually that Millard Fillmore supported so much their platform, except that he did want to run for president again, and they ran him. So that's why he ran in the Know-Nothing Party in 1856, but only carried one state, the state of Maryland. And so then he gave up on politics after that.
Today, visitors can tour this small home just outside of Buffalo and learn more about a president who once ran as a Know-Nothing. Traveling the countryside in East Aurora, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.